Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, pop culture, and ear-piercing experiences, because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. I am Luz Corona, community editor, and I am here with the co-founders of Studs, Anna Harmon and Lisa Bubbers. Ladies, how are you?
Hi, good. Nice to be here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for coming. This is coming to you live, listeners, from our podcast lounge at Social Media Week. I'm so glad that we were able to get you guys in here because you do really cool things. So
thank you.
To sum it up. But first off, let's give our listeners, in case they haven't heard about Studs, I just had my first experience with you guys, which I will speak to because it was phenomenal. But Studs is more than just an ear-piercing experience. So can you tell us a little bit about what separates Studs from other brands in this category?
Sure. So I'll start. This is Anna. So about 5 years ago, I went to get another piercing, and I went to a very premium place downtown here in Manhattan. And I was told I was going to have to wait about 2 hours because they didn't take appointments. And it probably would have cost somewhere between, you know, $500 and $750 just to get one piercing. Mm-hmm. So Lisa actually ended up accompanying me to go somewhere else to a tattoo parlor to get this piercing done. And while that experience was great from a piercing perspective in the sense that it was done with a needle, it was done very healthfully and safely, I felt very personally out of place at the tattoo parlor, and the jewelry was terrible and still expensive. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of like, okay, if you're me and you're anywhere from 18 to 35, let's say, and you want to go get another piercing, where is it that you go? And the answer is really the tattoo parlor. And obviously for most customers, you're not getting piercings to have holes in your ears. You're getting piercings to wear earrings. So subsequent to that piercing healing, you then go buy earrings anywhere from Madewell to Amazon to Etsy, et cetera, right? And so for Lisa and I, when we started first conceiving of Studs, we said to ourselves, those experiences really should be combined. You should be able to get pierced with a needle in a fun, inclusive, safe environment, right? And then you should be able to buy earrings for your healed holes that tell the world something about you.
Yeah. Mission accomplished, I would say. So that's great. And this is a little meta because my own introduction to you guys was I was actively looking for a way to get a new piercing. I didn't want to go to the tattoo shop. I felt a little too old for Claire's, you know. And then I got this email about Studs and I was like, this is so meant to be. This is so cool. So that was the key insight that led to opening this business. And you kind of identified this white space, right?
Yeah. Your experience is sort of exactly what the typical customer's experience is, right? They're like, I sort of want another piercing. Where do I go if I'm anywhere above the age where you would go typically to Claire's?
Yeah.
And the answer for most customers is the tattoo parlor, but they're a little bit freaked out by it.
Yeah.
And so they don't go. And so in Studs' case, we wanted to create something to solve that exact problem or need.
Right. And I had the honor of experiencing Studs a few weeks back with our head of social media, Sammy Lambert. It was such a fun, vibrant, informative experience, you know, which is that can be kind of hard to accomplish. So what is important about the Studs consumer experience? Because it was super intimate. Like, we picked out jewelry. We were all laughing together. There was like, I held on to a stress ball, like while I got my piercing. It was so great. Can you tell us about the branding and the experience?
Yeah. Well, I love to hear that. And so we really created this experience to meet the customer demand. We did a lot of customer research around what the customer would want from this experience. And the first thing is a better retail environment. So we created Studs. You know, you do not have to go get an ear piercing. It is not like going to the dentist. You are getting an ear piercing to do something fun, to decorate your ear. And often people are doing it because they want an experience with friends or a loved one, and they're celebrating a milestone, or they just want to do something spontaneous after brunch. So I designed the stores and the brand identity to really be a cool experience that you want to do, you want to Instagram, you want to spend time in. There's great colors and neon. It's beautiful. Like, it's part disco spaceship, part like Medi Spa, because it's also healthy and safe. You're getting a procedure with a needle. So the environment's very cool. And then in terms of the piercing experience, we hire an amazing team that is customer first and focused on hospitality. And the piercing experience is highly consultative. So it's really about you and your needs. If you're nervous, they will make you feel better. They will give you a stress ball. If you feel a little woozy, they'll give you some candy. If you need help picking out your jewelry, they will tell you what jewelry works with your ear anatomy. They will help you pick out your earscape, and it's very consultative. And then afterwards, the team will help you style your earscape and pick out all the other jewelry that goes with that piercing, or help you get a jewelry change. So the experience is great. And then I think we are also really focused on the earring and the merchandising experience, about making everyday best basic earrings that you want to wear. You know, ear piercing takes a year to heal. It's going to be in your ear for a long time. People want to sleep in their earrings. They want to shower in their earrings. And so we make really durable, safer, sensitive ears earrings.
Yeah.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch, because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content, so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And that's what happened with me. So I'm going to, no one asked, but I'm going to talk about my experience.
this earscape is amazing.
Thank you. Your people did this. It's so great. So I got the tragus, and I got, because you can get up to two piercings. Mm-hmm. So I got the tragus, and this is like the cartilage.
The helix.
Yeah, the helix. And we discovered that the other holes I have in my ear
were still open.
Oh, great. So I walked out of there with a brand new ear.
Yeah.
You know?
It looks good.
Yeah. it was so great. And it was everything that you set out to accomplish. I hope you know. It really was such a great, strong, positive experience. So
thank you.
Yeah. So most Gen Z and millennials shop online, but post-COVID, people are obviously craving these kind of experience, more physical. How are you blending the in-store experience with your digital DTC offering?
Sure. So first of all, I would say one thing we benefit from, even in a post-COVID environment, many, you know, call it 2 or 3 years ago when COVID was still much more prevalent, let's say, than it is today, and or much more worrisome than it is today, right? You can't get your ears digitally pierced. You got to come in. Yeah. And so we were really lucky after COVID when we reopened, probably 6 months after we'd closed our then 2 studios, that people really wanted to come back because they wanted to have an experience and do a thing because they'd felt so cooped up for so long. Then in terms of how we blend the digital and the physical, we're very focused on creating it like a much more holistic experience around piercing than typically exists. So if you go to get pierced at a tattoo parlor or at a Claire's, it's a very transactional experience, right? You get the piercing, you walk out, you never hear from the tattoo parlor again for sure, right? And you likely never hear from Claire's again. From Studs, as you probably know, you got multiple emails talking to you about your aftercare. We gave you an aftercare card. Yep. We are really trying to make it such that at the end of your experience, that piercing heals well and that you're inclined to come back to us to buy earrings in the future. Then also prior to the experience, we do everything that is frankly normal for a modern business, but you can book online. We send you text reminders prior to your appointment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And I love it because even if you get your whole ear pierced, the consultation part of it, like you can go in and totally change up the whole look and aesthetic based on consulting in there.
Yeah. And it's funny because when you said that you had these 2 piercings that you didn't even know if they were open, that happens to so many people, yeah. Right? You got them 10 or 15 years ago. You took them out once upon a time. You never like figured out if they're still open, but you wanted them at the time, right?
Yep.
And so getting them reopened and putting jewelry in them is really fun.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I have this really exciting accessorized thing that I've always wanted to figure out, but it felt hard.
Yes.
And it didn't need to be so hard.
Right. And it's self-expression is so important now. And piercings are just piercings, tattoos. It's more mainstream. We love to see it. So you gals came in as a challenger brand disrupting this category. Business is booming with X amount of stores just opening across the country. Like I looked up press on you guys and it's just Studs location opening, Studs location opening. So things are going well. How are you planning on keeping the business fresh and the momentum going? What's next? Are we going to do nose piercings? Just asking for myself.
Well, you know, it's funny you say it. At some level, it does feel like what you're describing is true, meaning we're opening a lot of locations. We have 22 now. We will have over 30 by the end of the year, right? At another level, we have such a ways to go, right? The business is still young and small. And so when I think about growth for us, Claire's has 1,400 stores in North America. We have 22. Like, we got a lot of wood to chop.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. And how are you able to share how you're kind of picking these locations and these key markets? Are you able to share?
Sure. So I would say at this stage in Studs' life, it's mostly art and less science than I think it will be later as we get bigger and bigger. Right now, it is very obvious to us that there are still major urban metros that Studs isn't in. For example, we're opening imminently in Atlanta, and it will be our first studio in Atlanta. We obviously should have a studio in Atlanta. Another example is we don't have a studio in Philadelphia, right? Yeah. These are places where Studs should be because they're important cities just in the U.S., period, full stop, right? Then I think as we get to stores in the higher, call it, 50, 60 plus count, you have to get much more scientific about it and rely more significantly on data in order to inform where you should open and why. But today, I would say we still have places that we know there are existing customers because they buy from us online, and we need to at least have a presence in those cities for Studs to continue to grow as a brand.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say probably more like metropolitan areas, probably like yes. Atlanta's booming. That makes
exactly,
sense.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And we have different customer types. We have our sort of local everyday shopper that wants to also go to Lululemon and Warby Parker and Sephora and Apple. And, you know, we go to a premium lifestyle center like Century City. We have a tourist customer that's in town, wants to do something really fun with their time off, wants to commemorate their trip. and then we'll go to a place like Hudson Yards, you know, and then we have a college student, so we're in Madison, Wisconsin, and so we really target our different demos, but we're really focused on a Gen Z millennial customer that, you know, in high foot traffic areas.
Yeah, and that's so interesting to hear about your consumer archetypes, like that, I mean, everybody within that, it's like the age demo, the goal is like, what is it, 25 to 35?
18 to 35.
Yeah, so that's, you're going to have a lot of different consumers in that group.
Yep, and we're also growing in the teenage category. We pierce 13 up with a parent, and so we have lots of 15-year-olds that are getting their fourth and fifth piercing with their, like, cool parent, you know?
Yeah. My last question is, do people really get piercings after brunch? That is, like, amazing. I think that I might do that. That's so great.
I think it's funny, you know, when we started the business, we thought that piercing might be sort of more a highly considered purchase than it actually is.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny because if you look back, my guess is on when you got the piercings that you thought had closed up, or when I got, you know, my cartilage piercing when I was 16, it is often more spontaneous and less sort of like intense than, for example, getting a tattoo or getting a nose piercing or an eyebrow piercing, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so we often compare it between Lisa and I to like getting bangs.
Yes.
Like it's sort of like getting bangs.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll grow out. Yeah. Right?
Yep. It'll grow out. I love it. Now I have a new post-brunch spot. Well, thank you both so much for joining us. It was such a great experience. Listeners, we're going to be posting on our social too, just a little overview of how great it was. And thank you both so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.